Sunday the 14th of October 2018, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Revelation Revealed. Sermon title, Angels and Trumpets. Bible reading, Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku. The Bible reading, there was a technical issue on the original recording, so I'll read that in for you now. Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. The seventh seal and the golden censer. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel, who had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer, with the prayers of all God's people, on the golden altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. The trumpets. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burned up. A third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. And this is the word of the Lord, and now it's over to Chika.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Open our hearts and our ears. And may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're still continuing to read the book of Revelation. And today it's all about the angels and the trumpets. The trumpet is all about frightening. When the trumpet shall sound, what will happen? Let me tell you something, a story in Nigeria. I used to drive a car called Mercedes 230. And one of the times I saw a warning on dashboard. For over a year, the dashboard was showing me service engine. At the time, it was severe. I ignored that and continued one day, descending a hill. And what I heard was a big bang in the engine. Lo and behold, the car stopped. Only me cannot push the car back home. I have to trek back to look for people that will help me. Sometimes we know about the engine sign, service engine, but we ignore that. People that smokes, you know, something that is written at the back of the cigarette. Cigarette kills, showing you the lungs. But we know it's true, but we ignore that and we'll continue smoking. Till when we go to the hospital and the doctor will say, your lungs. Yeah. The book of Revelation is about the warning. It's not that we don't know that Christ is coming again, but we ignore those warnings and we continue. Jesus Christ is coming again. He might come now. He might come tomorrow. He might come in 100 years. But the bottom line is, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. What is our responsibility? Your responsibility is to accept the gospel. Your responsibility is to preach the gospel. Your responsibility is to love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. If we come to church, we know the reason of coming to church. If we stay at home, we know the reason of staying at home. But the bottom line is, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And he says, when the trumpet shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and the living shall follow suit. I believe the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ is still bleeding because of our sins. What signs do you want to come before you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Is it about the hurricane? All names of problems, they give it Andrew, they give it hurricane, they give it Katrina. But we are blessed in this country. We can only witness a little bit of air. But go to America, go to China, go to other areas where people experience earthquake. Is it a trumpet? Are you still waiting for the trumpet that will make you to change your life? When we come to church Sunday, we behave like Christians. And when we go out, we behave like the community. As a matter of fact, if our calmness in this environment now would be the way we live our lives outside from this church, this community will be a better place. It's just like somebody who is going on the street and saw an accident that happened. You turn back and you say, no, I have to slow down. But give that person 2 seconds. The accident you witness is gone. And you continue your speed. That is the way we look at ourselves when we come to church. We hear the gospel, but after a while, we forget it. And some people, when they go home, when you ask them, what was the sermon today? I know the preacher said something, just a funny thing. But you cannot connect yourself with the gospel, with the main topic of the Sunday. Paul has given us the ways to live our lives. And John is trying to confirm it. If we believe in Christ and believe that the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is at hand, what shall we do to get ourselves ready? We believe that he is coming. We pray for his coming. We love his coming. If you do not love his coming, you are not ready. If you do not say, Lord Jesus Christ, well, wait for your coming, you are not ready yet. What next is to preach his coming. That is what we are doing this time of Revelation we are studying. And it's an appropriate book to read at this time. Parents cannot let their children go on their self, going on the tube or anywhere. If you have a teenager that is outside by 10 o'clock, you start panicking. It wasn't like that. Every single minute we hear that a child is being stabbed. A child is missing. It wasn't like that before. We have to preach the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to watch the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to watch the signs. And you can't tell me that you haven't been seeing the signs of the end time. The sign is coming on the dashboard. Service engine. We need to service ourselves. We need to service our engine before it knocks. It might be in a place where we not have any help. It might be a place where we not see a mechanic to help us. What will you do? We have to wait for his coming. How do you wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? How do you wait patiently? And I have to tell you this. It's very hard to wait for our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you wait patiently in your house, it might not be like that. Because somebody can tell you, I'm coming this time. And you cook and wait for the person all day long. And they didn't see him. How will you feel? And immediately want to go out of the door, lo and behold, see the person you're waiting for. Will you turn back and receive him? Or will you say, anyway, I've waited for you, I have to go. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming like that person, like a thief. We do not know when he's coming. We do not cook for a thief and just a criminal and cook for him and keep it in the house and say, if he comes, I might give it to him to eat and address him not to do this anymore. You cannot cook for a thief. You cannot wait for him. Rather, he will come during the time you desire that you might be sleeping. How do you sleep? Do you just go to bed without even saying a prayer in your heart and say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for the work of this day. Now I want to go to bed. Take me and hold me and guide me through this night. Do you wake up in the morning and say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for waking me up? Do you know where you are when you sleep? Can you ever remember when you close your eyes and you sleep? Do you know where you are? It's only that Creator that keeps your spirit. Some people, if you are afraid of waking up in the morning, still you keep your alarm on for 5 o'clock. You are scared to wake up in the morning, but you set your alarm to wake you up by 5 o'clock. We have to wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the trumpet shall sound one day, and the dead in Christ, whether you are dead or you are alive, you will notice the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't even say that when I'm dead, I'm gone, I don't know what's going to happen. You will know what's going to happen, because we are going to rise up and be with our Lord Jesus Christ. A place where there is no mourning. A place where there is no pain. A place where you're not going to miss anybody. But it's a place that is full of joyfulness. A place that is full of praise and worship. A place you will never suffer anymore. A place that you will not be homeless. A place that you will not pay your mortgage. Because mortgage has been paid in full. With all these things in your heart, why won't you surrender to our Lord Jesus Christ to be with him? Today may be the right time to make peace with our Lord Jesus Christ. Today may not be. But our prayers today is for you to search in your heart those things that would debar you, that would make you not to see that heavenly place. A beautiful place. A new Jerusalem. A place where you will not gnash your teeth. A place where there is no more pain. No more rejection. No loneliness. But always a place of worship and praise. And joyful place to be. Look for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. All the people that wrote the apostles, they do things that make them to bleed, their heart bleeds each time they want to serve God. You don't serve God thinking that you don't get success decorated on the place where you have no pain. The pain you receive is a pain that will give you the glory. We have to walk according to the will of God and also follow His footsteps. And we have to ask God to be in all our beings, to direct us to do His will. That at the end, when the trumpet shall sound, we will rise up with all the angels and archangels and be with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.